fans of the Iranian rock band, the Yellow Dogs, are still in shock over their horrible news. Two of the band's members were murdered in Brooklyn yesterday, along with a third Iranian musician. The suspect reportedly committed suicide after the killings. It's a grisly story, but today we want to remember the Yellow Dogs' music. So we contacted Farhanak Amidi. She followed the band as a producer for the BBC's Persian service, but years before that, she'd met the musicians back in Iran. Back then, Amidi says she was a devotee of the city's lively underground rock scene.
I was taken actually to their makeshift studio on their rooftop of this apartment building in Tehran. They were jamming with a few other guys, and we just dropped by, just like all the other kids who did, and, you know, just smoked a cigarette and had a drink. That was it.
So, I mean, everybody in the underground rock scene in Iran had some out-of-the-way secret performance space. This was on a rooftop.
Yeah, it was this really shabby makeshift studio, kind of. They tried to make it soundproof. That actually became quite popular in Tehran. On a lot of rooftops, you did find these little makeshift studios where people were just jamming and making good music and having these little gigs. It was really jam-packed, though. It was really hard to breathe.
Now, the Yellow Dogs, would you call them early innovators of the Iran underground rock sound? And what was their sound?
Basically, they had their big break with the Bahman Ghobadi movie, No One Knows About Persian Cats.
Right.
But I wouldn't call them innovators.
How would you describe the sound of Yellow Dogs?
I think when they were in Iran, it was a bit darker. When they left, I think it just reflected their own mood, which was a bit happier. It was kind of like post-punk music. You could totally dance to it and jam with it, yeah.
Now, you mentioned that film No One Knows About Persian Cats, in which Yellow Dogs appeared. I mean, it's poignant, this whole episode in Brooklyn, because the big debate is whether to stay in Tehran and keep the music real or go to the U.S. and become stars. That was the debate in this movie. But in real life, I mean, what kind of things were they saying to you about leaving the country or staying?
In Iran, most of the kids who do music, their ultimate goal is to leave Iran. Because in Iran, what are you going to do? You can't have a gig. You can't have a record out. Any musician's dream is to get their music to the people. And once you can't, then...
And yet the heart of rock and roll is rebellion. Did they ever talk about that or consider that?
I guess in Iran, if you just have an electric guitar and have a bit of shabby long hair, you're a rebel.
Right. You don't have to go too far.
I mean, to be honest, that's it.
What was your reaction when you heard this news?
I was so shocked. I started crying. I couldn't believe it. And I just started chatting online with some friends who knew them in Brooklyn. They apparently were just hanging out. They were having a really, really good time. You know, these kids, they leave Iran with a dream to be able to perform, to be the rock stars that they always wanted to be, because it's impossible in Iran. It's never going to happen. You're never going to be able to become anything in that kind of music in Iran. So they left with this huge dream, and they were so looking forward to it. They, on their Facebook page, everywhere, you know, they were excited about even the smallest gigs they had. And they appreciated it so much. And it's just so sad that all of this was taken away from them in a split second.
Farhanak Amidi, a producer with the BBC Persian service. She knew the members of the Yellow Dogs from their days in Tehran to their new life in Brooklyn. Farhanak, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.